Report, Hunter Biden put Joe Biden on business calls dozens of times. By Wendell Hasebo on July 24, 2023. Hunter Biden reportedly put then-Vice President Joe Biden on calls with family business associates upwards of two dozen times. Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner who reportedly was expected to testify before the House Oversight Committee on Monday, will tell the committee that he witnessed Hunter Biden using the influence of his father during business meetings by calling the former vice president, the committee announced Monday. A person familiar with Archer's expected testimony told Breitbart News the outstanding date is under negotiation with his lawyer. Fox News reported that Devin Archer pulled out of Monday's scheduled testimony, the third time he canceled his commitment. Archer, a Biden family business associate and Hunter's best friend in business, was in legal trouble in 2022 for defrauding a Native American tribal entity and was ordered to pay a $43,954,416.75 judgment to the victims. Prior to his arrest, in 2014, Archer served with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukraine-based energy company. Archer was also photographed playing golf with then-Vice President Joe Biden in Southampton, New York, in 2014. In 2016, Archer resigned from Burisma's board after his arrest. The committee expects Archer to tell the committee about one instance in particular that involves Vadim Pasharsky, a Burisma Holdings executive, and Mykola Slachevsky, the company's founder. According to the New York Post, both Ukrainians met with Hunter Biden and Archer at the Four Seasons Resort Dubai at Jumeirah Beach in 2015. While they were sitting outside at the bar, Vadim Pasharsky, a senior Burisma executive, phoned to ask where they were because Burisma's owner Mykola Slachevsky needed to speak to Hunter urgently. Soon afterward, the two Ukrainians joined Hunter and Archer at the Four Seasons bar and Pasharsky asked Hunter, "Can you ring your dad?" At the time it was early afternoon, Friday, in Washington, D.C. Hunter then called his father, put him on speaker, placed the phone on the table, and introduced the Ukrainians to Joe Biden by name as Nikolai and Vadim. In the presence of Archer, Hunter Biden apparently used the phone trick as many as two dozen times, the Post reported. Whistleblower Tony Bobulinski, most known for his joint venture with Ten held by H for the Big Guy, confirmed a similar tactic during his experience with the Bidens at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. "I'm also aware of other Biden family business associates confirming that Joe would take phone calls from Hunter in the middle of business meetings and would weigh in via speakerphone," Bobulinski said. "Sitting with Hunter at Chateau Marmont before I first met Joe Biden on May 2, 2017, Hunter was adamant that his father takes his calls at any time, no matter what his lawyers say or with gatekeepers like Kate Bedingfield, former Biden spokesperson, playing interference. The American people don't fully appreciate yet the key role Joe Biden played in the Biden family global influence peddling. I would equate it to a chairman's role in a traditional business structure," he added. The Oversight Committee said Monday it intends to investigate Archer's reported claims against the context of the business meetings. In 2015, Archer discussed expectations of high-ranking U.S. officials in Ukraine 1 month before then-Vice President Biden visited Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko to demand the firing of a prosecutor investigating the company. Joe Biden, who bragged in 2018 about Poroshenko's firing of prosecutor Viktor Shokin, was on an official visit to Ukraine in 2015. During the visit, he met with Poroshenko in Kiev about Ukraine's corruption. But 4 months after the meeting, Poroshenko fired Shokin, a prosecutor investigating Burisma, which paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month to sit on its board. On November 2, 2015, 1 month before Joe Biden visited Ukraine, Hunter received an email from Pasharsky, the Burisma executive, about his ultimate purpose of working with Hunter Biden and his associates, Eric Schwerin and Archer. 1 month later, Joe Biden arrived in Ukraine to speak with the president of Ukraine. Soon afterward, in March 2016, the president of Ukraine fired the prosecutor who was looking into Burisma. According to an FBI informant report revealed by Senator Chuck Grassley, Joe and Hunter Biden received $5 million each from Mykola Slachevsky, the founder of Burisma, after Joe Biden threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine until Poroshenko fired the prosecutor. The FBI report also confirmed Breitbart News's previous reporting that Hunter and Joe Biden allegedly coerced the Burisma executive into paying them $10 million in bribes. The FBI informant also claims Lachevsky kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with the father and son Biden as an insurance policy. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.